Right now, it's time to join online with us, Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. Good morning, Susan. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We are doing just fine, ready to kick off the Harvest for Hunger campaign here as we turn the calendar to March.
Yes, today is our traditional day of kicking this campaign off. It's whatever you want to call it, Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday, Punchki Day, whatever. And we normally have a gathering at our warehouse, but we're still taking precautions and not doing that. But this is the kickoff of Harvest for Hunger.
Well, regardless of everybody showing up, the warehouse is still in full go mode, right?
It's actually busier than ever. Yeah, we're cranking it out and turning food over every day.
And the mobile pantries have really been the key to helping people through the last couple of years as well. Is for the most part how you really help them all the time.
Well, it's interesting because we started the whole mobile pantry and mobile school pantry program before the pandemic. And honestly, it really took over during the pandemic because it really is a very safe way to do things. The only big difference the last couple of years has been that it's been no touch drive through. But yes, we've been able to reach a lot of people where they are in their neighborhoods, in their communities, and those people that are qualified give them the food that they need.
Susan, do you see that continuing through the year as sort of pandemic protocols hopefully loosen up a bit?
Well, right now, that is the plan because it's efficient, it works really well, and it's safe. And as you know, yes, things are loosening up, but you're just always hearing the back that, well, we've got to be careful of this, or we're wondering about that. And so we're just holding steady, and it works. We're able to reach people, and that's really like our bottom line. And especially now we've been doing this all through the winter, which is amazing because it's a totally outside thing. But as we're going into the nicer weather, it's actually not a bad way to go, really.
Can you talk a little bit about how the National Guard played such a factor for you?
Well, they were incredible. They came on board right at the beginning of this a couple of years ago, literally. I think it was March 23rd of 2020 where they came by, and we weren't at that time able to have volunteers. So it was basically us, our staff, and the National Guard, and literally pivoted to be able to reach out and do everything we needed to do to get food out there. And so together, we all worked on a plan to then take this mobile pantry model that we had, and we refined it. And those of you that have seen how those work, it's really a logistics wonder in terms of how it goes. And we continue that now. But the National Guard had their duty ended with us around the 4th of July time, and we were ramping up our volunteers coming back. And we do have a group of volunteers, we call them the A-Team, that help us specifically with the setup. And it's really following through the model that we in the National Guard created and used throughout. So they're the ones that come early and at all of these mobile pantries and set up. And it's really amazing the way that the whole thing kind of works. And then we carry on. So it's our volunteers. And at the schools, it's school volunteers. So it's really a beautiful blend of us and the community and everybody kind of working together to get people what they need.
Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank North Central Ohio joining us this morning. The Harvest for Hunger campaign is kicking off this year. The theme, Say No to Local Hunger. How can we help out in this cause?
Well, the easiest way and the way that we're really kind of reaching out and trying to get everybody to think about doing this is to run your own campaign, whether you're in a company, a business, an organization, a church group, a Boy Scout troop, a Girl Scout troop, what have you. We do need the donations. And in years past, Harvest for Hunger was specifically one of those things that would run all through the spring. And by the time it all wrapped up, it would be summertime, and we were able to restock the shelves in our pantries and soup kitchens and things like that. But with everything going on now, literally we're focusing on making sure we get the food now because we do need to purchase food and things like that. So we're asking people to consider running a campaign. The beauty of what's going on now is we have the capability to offer everybody online, our online portal, which means we can fashion their own very own donation link and a page that has the name of their campaign and dates that they're going to run this, and people can choose to just do a regular online fund campaign, or we have a virtual food drive, which is also online. So you could kind of look at the page and, you know, I want to get a box of oatmeal or a case of cereal or a case of canned vegetables, what have you, that kind of thing. It's all online. It's safe, and you could do that. Certainly, people can do anything. They can run competitions, marathons, you know, penny wars. Certainly, a lot of people are still, you know, back at school, back together. You could do those kinds of things too, but not all companies, not everybody is back together. So you have the choice of doing it online and virtual or doing it in person. But we are, bottom line is, we're asking everybody to run some kind of a campaign, just to all pitch in, because we kind of need to all work together to get this done.
Absolutely. Get a chance for everybody to do it individually, and they can reach out to their people, as it were, and
right,
those who follow them. And it's, you talk about through the social media ways and the links, sometimes it's a lot quicker than people think. And of course, you do have it set up with different grocery stores as well, where people can also donate at the checkout as well, which is sort of a way that people can just kind of add a couple dollars. Talk again a little bit about how that money, individual dollars, turns into food, if you would.
Sure. Well, for every $1 that's donated, we can provide 5 meals. And it, with what's going on out there right now, as an example, our food, we have to purchase, because we're distributing so much more food now, because people are still working to try to dig out from under. And our food costs have gone up 7%, and we all know about that. We're all dealing with that. So we're able to still yet provide and get food to those that need it, but it's not without its challenges in terms of just, you know, the dollars and cents, which is why this campaign is so important and so timely.
Yeah, we understand the need for the food, and of course, it's always tough, but we appreciate you joining us this morning, getting the word out again, the start of the Harvest for Hunger campaign. If you want to get those links or be able to set up something, where's a good place for them to start?
First, the good starting point is our website at secondharvestfoodbank.org. That's always a good place, and you can find the links, you can find phone numbers, where to call us, and, you know, we can set you all up.
Sounds good. Susan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Susan
Bye-bye.
Bartosh of Second Harvest Food Bank, North Central Ohio, joining us this morning as they start their Harvest for Hunger campaign.